USA News, I'm John Schaefer. More American citizens are leaving the conflict-ridden Gaza region. According to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, 74 Americans crossed from the Gaza Strip into Egypt today.
Embassy Cairo has deployed a consular team to the Rafah crossing to support all these folks, make sure they get back to the embassy, and then we work with them on onward movement as appropriate.
He mentioned that more U.S. citizens are expected to leave in the upcoming days. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on his way to Israel amid the ongoing conflict with Hamas.
I am convinced that American diplomacy can make a difference in moving everyone to a better place. That's what we'll be working to do.
He said that during his visit, he will engage with Israeli leaders on specific measures to reduce civilian casualties in Gaza. Two congressmen from bordering states are joining together to ask for additional funding to support the first responders who are tasked with managing the surge in illegal immigration. Arizona Democrat Ruben Gallego and Texas Republican Michael McCaul sent a letter to the head of the House Appropriations Committee. In it, they outlined the challenges faced by local police and fire departments, including pursuits by migrant smugglers that frequently result in accidents. Navy Admiral Lisa Franchetti has become the first woman to lead the U.S. Navy as Chief of Naval Operations. She will also be the first woman to hold a permanent position on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Her nomination, which was delayed due to Senator Tommy Tuberville's hold on confirmations, has now been confirmed by the Senate. Tuberville's protest pertains to Pentagon abortion policies. CBS has nearly sold out of Super Bowl commercial slots, a departure from the usual last-minute rush. It is a change from previous years where ad space was often sold closer to game time. CBS pricing at around $7 million for a 30-second spot is consistent with the 2023 big game broadcast. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha Steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Today, former President Trump's son Eric testified in the civil trial against the Trump Organization in New York. This follows testimony yesterday from his brother Don Jr., who spoke outside the courthouse today.
The banks in question made hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, think about this, right? They are not claiming that they are victims. They are not saying that they were misled.
The state accuses Eric, Don Jr., the former president, and other organization members of inflating financial statements for advantageous loans, insurance policies, and deals. They have all denied the allegations. California Democratic Congressman and Senate hopeful Adam Schiff is facing scrutiny over his declared primary residence. He has maintained that his main residence is a 3,400-square-foot home in Maryland for more than a decade. Simultaneously, he's been claiming a homeowner's tax exemption on a much smaller 650-square-foot condo in Burbank, California, also asserting it as his primary residence. This allows Schiff to save $7,000 on his tax bill by not claiming the exemption on the larger home. While various sources suggest his full-time residence is in Maryland, his campaign's office contends that his Burbank condo is his primary residence, even though his children live in Maryland. DoorDash is trying out a new policy regarding non-tipping customers, cautioning them about potential delays in their deliveries. Users will encounter a pop-up disclaimer within the app, notifying them their food may take longer to arrive. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.